Blog
praise the Lord,
radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Show. The school bells have rung. Rise and shine, the bright, new, beautiful day. It may be a cold day, but it's still a beautiful day in Jesus. This is your host of the Love Truth Show, Kim Williams. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Those who enjoyed watching the football game, God bless y'all. Have a great one. I hope y'all had a great one and a safe one. This is our Tuesday morning prayer time. Young folks and all people out there, we're going to get started because this is the day the Lord made. And we will and we must rejoice. And be glad in it. And be glad in it. Okay? I'd like to thank again, like always. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this blessing and opportunity. I'd like to thank you, my listening audience, for taking time out of your schedule, your day, as you're walking to school or driving to school, catching the bus to school, to hear my blog talk. And thank you. I thank God for Blog Talk Radio, and for this platform, and Google for that platform to be able to do this. And other social media sites in which I able to share this. Okay, Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is the lamp unto my feet, and the light unto my path. Remember, the word is who? Jesus is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a wonderful day. Let's keep our minds and eyes on Jesus. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we are also to love one another. Remember this. Beloved, if God so loves us, we ought to also love one another. I know some people think it's easier said than done, but let's think about how you want to be treated and how you want people to treat you with respect and avoid judging you and avoiding looking you up and down, whatever it may be, regardless how you wear your hair, the type of clothes you wear, the neighborhood you live in or come out of, what school you go to, your educational level, your background level, if you're a person who's employed, what type of job you have, what type of job you used to have, what kind of job you're interested in, like, honestly, what job, opportunity you look forward to having in life, whether you be entrepreneurs or, you know, entrepreneurs and business owner, and who want to hopefully to have employees or have employees. Whatever your background is, the people will operate in love instead of nastiness and bulliness. That's what it turned out to be, no matter what race, culture, background. Lisa, when you treat people out of without respect, you're not treating them in love. You ain't treating them in decency. So as you go off your days, go to school, think about how to operate in love. Not bullying people and praying that you're not being bullied. Be open-minded. Maybe it's not you going to situation, but what if it was you? But either way, if it's you or not, operate in love. In love. The same thing I was saying, not only for the young folks, even for the older folks, operate in love towards one another. Lift each other up in prayer. Things we don't like, sometimes the best way to do God said, pray for one another. It can change things. So we're going to go get started with our prayer. I'm going to start with scripture first. 1 Chronicles 16:1. I wish you had the right one. Thank you. 16:11. I'm going to say, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous work that he had done, his wonder, and the judgment of his mouth. So just think about God. That's 11 and 12 of 1 Chronicles. It goes into John 10:27. Before I go to John 10:27, I'm going to go to Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou pray, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and the Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Praying in secret. Now go to John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Remember, God's word is powerful. We have to believe in him. We must seek his face, pray to him, worship him, believe that all things are possible with him. Let's take a deep breath and inhale and exhale. A deep breath, inhale and exhale. Because it's important. So, Heavenly, we're going to scripture, we're going to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that everybody on this call, the young people, have a wonderful, blessed day at school. We pray they hear your voice and seek your face. As they go out through the day, as they shut the door of their bedroom, wherever they live in, but also the door of their door, their mind, the block of the outside distraction, and just meditate to you and focus on you, no matter where they may be, maybe on the bus, seeking your face and seeking your will, dear God, and knowing that you hear them and you love them, that they are your children, and as your word say, your sheep hears your voice, so they can focus on hearing your voice, moving distraction out their mind, and just focus on hearing your voice without any thought of what's going to go on during the course of the day. Outside, praying they have a blessed and victorious day, but just blocking distraction and seeking your voice, your wisdom, your word to current throughout the day, every minute, every second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year. More and more. Yes, all things in the name of Jesus. And for every boy and girl, man, woman, child around the world, around the globe, especially those coming out of, who may be listening, I know from Caribbean, who are from America, maybe from Maryland area. In different areas, God bless you. Have a victorious day in Jesus' name. And remember, it's important to seek God's face. As you seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continue. Remember his marvelous work he has done, his wonder and judgment of his mouth. Remember how God judged. Remember his wondrous work, the plants, the animals. He created you in his image. Just think about his wonderful words about today. That's enough to keep you focused. And have a blessed, active day of studying him by going to schoolwork, listening to it. God had placed for the instructors to hear the wisdom and to take that in and apply what God wants you to learn and teach you to operate in love and wisdom towards each children. Truly teach in love. And just remember, as you teach him in love, imagine and knowing that God right there looking at every move you make, how you react to your student as well as your student, how you react to your teacher and your fellow classmates and peers. Parents, how do you react to your children, to each other, husband and wife, to men and women, how your sons and daughters treat one another, their siblings, how you treat them, how they treat you, how you treat their grandparents, your aunts and uncles, respect and love towards each other, reverence God by loving each other in the name of Jesus. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope you have, again, a victorious day, seeking God's face, seeking His will, seeking His love for your life. Because God said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Father God. When you follow God, you're not going wrong. Don't follow games. Don't follow the wants of the world. And you can be what God has created you to be, a unique person making a difference in His kingdom. And as you seek His face, you're going to take every move and breath you take with things you're interested in becoming in this world. Just focus on pray to God and write your plan out and go forward. Because don't forget, there's people out there like to steal, kill, and destroy. And they operate like the devil. But you keep your mind on God, and you're going to make it. And believe, believe, believe. Have a wonderful, victorious day in Jesus' name, all. This is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Show, Love Truth Ministry Show. You can go to Facebook underneath Kim Williams, and you can find a blog, or you can go to my webpage, www.http://www.lovetruthministries.com. Underneath that, you will find, go over down the bottom, you hit Facebook and those social media sites, you see my blog, you see Blog Talk Radio, you can get the other series and stuff I'll be doing on every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time for 15 minutes. I do prayer for the children. Every Monday at 1 o'clock, I didn't do it yesterday though, but one Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a half an hour show, What God Love Means to Me, and I do different topics. Right now I'm dealing with wisdom, and sometimes on Wednesday I also do a show. So just check me out, check out my webpage, and y'all have a victory day in Jesus' name. Take care.